You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. The Department of Personnel and Training has once again extended the LTC block year 2018-21 for a period of 3 months. Earlier, the block year 2018-21 was deemed extended till 31st December 2022 for employees who had not availed of the leave travel concession for 4 years. As per Rule 10 of the CCS Leave Travel Concession Rules 1988, the DOPT said in an office memorandum dated 27th December. The same has now been extended for a period of 3 months till March 31, 2023. Meanwhile, a special Central Bureau of Investigation court here on Wednesday extended till December 29, the CBI custody of former ICICI Bank CEO and MD Chanda Kochhar, her husband Deepak Kochhar, and Videocon Group founder Venugopal Dhoot in connection with a loan fraud case. The probe agency arrested Kochhar last Friday after questioning them briefly. Dhoot was arrested on Monday. All the three were produced before Special Judge S.M.N. Joge at the end of their earlier remand on Wednesday. The CBI, represented by Special Public Prosecutor Alim Hussein, sought their custody for another 2 days for further probe into the case. After hearing both the sides, the court extended the custody of Kochhar and Dhoot till December 29th. Moving on, India's $50 billion fintech industry will face hurdles in the form of tougher regulatory scrutiny and tighter liquidity, leading to higher cost of capital for some companies next year, Rakesh Pozad, partner at consulting firm Bain & Company, said, reported Bloomberg. Investors into the country's fintech space that has drawn heavyweights from Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway Inc. to Masayoshi Son's SoftBank Group Corp. in the past few years are getting more diligent as global financial conditions tighten. That has intensified the competition for capital, Pozad said. Indian fintechs, largely in the payments and lending space, have attracted roughly $35 billion in funding since 2000, and about $10 billion of it came in 2021, according to a recent report that was co-authored by Pozad. Fundraising in the first half of 2022 of $4.2 billion was lower than a year earlier, the report said. Over to the technology sector. Airtel on Wednesday launched its 5G services in Jammu and Srinagar. The company is rolling out the service in a phased manner as it continues to construct and complete the expansion. Customers with 5G-supporting phones can start using the 5G services on their existing Airtel SIM at no extra cost. Airtel 5G Plus is currently live in select locations of Jammu and Srinagar, such as Raghunath Bazar, Gandhi Nagar, Channi Himmat, Panchtirthi, Jammu Secretariat, Bahu Fort, Bahu Plaza, Jammu Railway Station, Government Medical College, Canal Road in Jammu and Lal Chowk, Dal Lake, Rajbagh, Kashmir University, Karan Nagar, Chanpora, Srinagar Secretariat, Nishad Garden, Chashma Shahi, and Old City in Kashmir. The company plans to expand its network, making its services available in the Union Territories of Jammu, Kashmir, and Ladakh soon. In other news, the Ministry of Railways has launched a new scheme, Amrit Bharat Station Scheme, for the modernization of the railway stations across the country. The scheme envisages infrastructural development of more than 1,000 stations on a continuous basis with a long-term vision. The new scheme will be implemented as per needs and patronage of the railway stations. The scheme is based on the preparation of master plans and its implementation in phases to create roof plazas and city centres at the station in the long term. Under the new scheme, attempts are being made to develop passenger amenities by clubbing different types of waiting halls and to provide good cafeteria and retail facilities as far as possible. The station premises will be improved by well-planned parking areas, properly designed signages, improved lighting, removal of unwanted structures, dedicated pedestrian pathways, widening of roads, etc. Lastly, let's hear how the share market performed today. Domestic indices, NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex opened lower as a result of negative global cues to shift between gains and losses amid volatility. The equity markets closed flat, with Nifty settling at 18,122, while Sensex closed 0.03% lower at 60,910. Bank Nifty shed 0.07% to end at 42,827. The broader markets closed primarily in green, with Nifty Microcap 250 gaining 0.6%. Sectorally, the Nifty Auto Index rose by 0.66%, with constituents TVS Motors, M&M and Maruti leading the gains. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.